USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin gives a mea culpa Thursday in his first press conference since he disappeared without warning for cancer surgery treatment and related health complications. Speaking at the Pentagon, the Defense Secretary says he's apologized to the President.
I never directed anyone to keep my January hospitalization from the White House.
The Inspector General of the Defense Department is looking into the communication failure. Ohio Republican Senate candidate Bernie Moreno told Fox News Digital that Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas should absolutely be impeached.
Well, he should have never been appointed. Grotesquely unqualified for the job. And the reality is he's been a traitor. He's not followed the laws of the land. He's allowed people to come in here. He's put this country in jeopardy.
The push to impeach Mayorkas is for failing to stop the record number of illegal immigrants coming into the U.S. The House is expected to vote on the possible impeachment soon, and if that vote goes through, it then heads to the Senate for a trial. The U.S. has reportedly shot down another 10 attack drones that were being prepared for launch by Houthi militants in Yemen. According to Newsmax, U.S. officials confirmed the downed enemy drones Wednesday. U.S. and British forces have been retaliating against Iran-aligned militants in Yemen for weeks now that they launched a campaign attacking global cargo shipping through the Red Sea. A federal judge in California has rejected a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If robocalls annoy the heck out of you, the FCC is looking to make them illegal. Well, some of them. The agency made an announcement on Wednesday saying they are working on banning AI-generated robocalls. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed-fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the problem. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
If your kid is arguing with you about having energy drinks, Corey Myers has something for you to tell them.
If your child consumes energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. That study, a collaboration by Fuse, the Center for Translational Research in Public Health at Tessai University and Newcastle University in the UK. Each drink has different amounts of caffeine, ranging from 50 milligrams to 505. That's compared to 90 in an 8-ounce cup of coffee.
Three people were killed and nine others injured when a privately owned hangar that was under construction collapsed on airport property in Boise, Idaho, Wednesday night. The collapse of the metal structure happened on the edge of Boise Airport's airfield around 5 p.m. Of the nine injured survivors, five are in critical condition. The names of those killed and injured has not immediately been released. The new free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, will be delayed this year. The U.S. Department of Education says students and families likely won't see their college financial aid packets until the first half of March. FAFSA helps millions of students receive higher education by providing them with government funding. The new delay means colleges can't determine what kind of aid it will give to students. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.